It's Mike and Trudy, your Radio Live breakfast.
Past 6, Radio Live with Mike and Trudy. Coming up, news headlines at 6:30. But this morning, we're going to set you up with a poll and find out what's trending right now.
Yes, trending around New Zealand at the moment. In at number one, hashtag Muslim ban. Everybody's talking about that. In at number two, Oz Open. Of course, the tennis with Roger versus Rafa. In at three, the Welly Sevens. Is that going to survive or not? In fact, that's what our poll's about. Reveal that in a sec. In at number four, State of the Nation. Everyone talking about that joint speech yesterday between the Greens and Labour. Bit of soccer in there. Andrew Little, Labour and Spark. Is trending due to the fact that there was a few outages on broadband and mobile yesterday. Spark, and good on Jason Paris, the CEO of Spark, is fronting up, and we're going to chat with him shortly.
Right now though, let's give you the poll for today. You go to radiolive.co.nz. Thank you so much if you take the time to vote. It always just helps get a conversation going. The question this morning, based on the Sevens. Now, I watched a bit of the Sevens over the weekend, disappointing New Zealand, but you know, you looked at the crowd and it was very sparse. They reckon about 10,000 people turned up on both days. They were hoping for around 15,000 plus, but they scraped together about 10,000. Would the Seven survive if it was moved out of Wellington?
We'd love your feedback on that. Just go to radiolive.co.nz. It's a simple yes or no, just a click in the box, and we'll give you our State of the Nation just before 9 o'clock and tot up the votes and let you know. You can have your say too. It's 3920. The keyword is live. In fact, talking immigration in a sec, Ken's already had a text in. Cheap foreign labour, including backpackers, are taking jobs off Kiwis. To say otherwise is a lie. Labouring work and trades in particular. Thanks for your feedback, Ken.
Yeah, thank you. 22 past 6, Radio Live.
And on that note, is New Zealand benefiting from immigration, or are migrants squeezing us out of the housing market and taking our jobs? The New Zealand Initiatives report, it's called The New New Zealanders, is just out. 20 minutes ago at 6 o'clock, the embargo came off. And joining us now is New Zealand Initiative Executive Director, Oliver Hartwich. Morning, Oliver.
Good morning.
Thanks for having, coming on. It's great to have you here. What are the key findings of the report?
Well, we have long known that New Zealand is probably one of the best countries in the world, if not the best. But now we have also found out we probably also have the best migrants in the world, because we wanted to see what state migration is in New Zealand, and found that our migrants are, on average, working really hard. They are not criminal. They are not often on benefits. They are not often unemployed. So they're really making a contribution to New Zealand. So it's a complete win-win situation. New Zealand benefits and the migrant benefits too.
You don't think there's any negative impact on Kiwis, you know, migrants taking what Ken just said in his text, taking houses and jobs?
Well, let's start with the jobs then. When you think about jobs, it is not a zero-sum game. So there's not a fixed amount of jobs in the economy. So when migrants come in, of course, they create demand as well. So actually, they are creating jobs and they're creating job opportunities. Some migrants even employ people and employ New Zealanders. So to think that migrants steal jobs is just bad economics, it's simply not true. And on the housing side, of course, migrants need to be accommodated. But we know that we've got a problem in the housing market with or without migration. We have a problem on the supply side of the housing market. We should fix the housing market for the benefit of both migrants and New Zealanders alike. We shouldn't scapegoat migrants.
Okay, so this report just out is basically noting a few ways we could welcome more people to New Zealand.
Well, this report was basically a statement of fact. First of all, just making the case that migration is actually a positive thing for New Zealand. And then we say that basically the migration system as it stands works really well for New Zealanders. But we could probably tweak it a little bit somewhere. For example, we have suggested that it might be possible to charge a levy on migrants to help cover some of the extra infrastructure spending that we need, noting, of course, that migrants already pay more into the government's coffers than they get out.
You're talking about the benefits there of immigration and talking jobs. Talk us through that a little bit more from your perspective, Oliver.
Well, if you think about the economic contribution that migrants make, many people think that they are a drain on our public finances. But we have found that on average, migrants pay $2,600 more in taxes than they actually receive from the government in terms of services. And therefore, we think that migrants are already making a very positive contribution to the country. You should just keep in mind that when migrants arrive to the country, they're typically already quite educated, so you don't have to pay for their school education. We're getting their skills for free. So we think migrants make a great contribution to the economy. We think they might also help us with the process of an aging population. And therefore, I think it is really a win-win story for, as I said, both migrants and New Zealand alike.
No, fair call. And what about the government? Should there be a point where the government needs to cap immigration in your mind?
Well, I think the government should probably explore some different ways of steering and controlling migration. Currently, we've got a point system, which works really well. But what if someone just misses the required points by 2 or 3 points? Wouldn't we be better off making it possible for that migrant to actually pay for the difference and actually pay an extra levy and then get in? We would get some extra money and we would still get someone who's qualified and motivated to really make his contribution here.
Oliver Hartwich, the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director, joining us here at Radio Live. The findings of a report which has just come out this morning. We are discussing, what were the top five countries featured, Oliver?
Well, we know, of course, that migration has changed from traditional sources of migrants. Traditionally, they came from Australia and from the UK. Now, of course, we're seeing much more migration from Asian countries, from India, from China. But that doesn't change the basic picture that when we're looking at the contribution that these migrants make to New Zealand, no matter where they come from, the contribution is overwhelmingly positive.
There's a huge anti-immigration sentiment around the world at the moment. How do you think New Zealanders feel about it?
Well, New Zealanders are remarkably positive about migration. We saw surveys where 7 out of 10 New Zealanders say that migrants make a positive contribution to the economy. We saw other surveys where 4 out of 5 New Zealanders said they make a positive contribution to our culture. And that's wonderful. So actually the benefits of migration are widely recognized in the New Zealand population. And conversely, if you're asking migrants what they think of New Zealand, 87% of all migrants say that they feel they belong to New Zealand, which is fantastic because these people want to integrate. They want to become Kiwis. They want to become the new New Zealanders. And that's what we call the report.
Yeah, it's taking away the fear factor, I guess, and the perception that migrants take jobs and push up houses, the house prices. That fear overblown in your mind in this report, Oliver?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there is a well-documented bias towards make-work schemes and just working for domestic people. But actually, economists on this issue are almost united. We know what migration does to a country. We know what it does to the migrants themselves. And if you're talking to economists and experts, they will tell you that the story is much more positive than the public often fears.
52,000 last year granted residency, Oliver. Any predictions for what will happen with that number? Do you think it'll grow?
Well, I think the numbers currently are quite high simply because we have a lot of New Zealanders returning to New Zealand, and that might be a one-off factor. So once that factor is out, we'll probably see a return to more normal levels that we would have seen until maybe just about 3-4 years ago.
The report was written by, it's called The New New Zealanders, and the report just out this morning. It was written by research fellows Jason Krupp and Rachel Hodder. Jason calls himself a wise ass. What's your take on that?
Oh, I think you have to talk to Jason about that. Sometimes that's even true. But I think he was definitely helped and he benefited from working together with Rachel Hodder, who is a very fine economist and econometrician, and she was really able to dig through all the numbers. So I think we had a very good combination. Jason Krupp, the self-described wise ass, and a very good, very well-qualified econometrician, and Rachel Hodder.
And I guess given what's been happening in the last few days around the world, Oliver, this is quite positive for New Zealand, this report.
I think it is an absolutely good news story for New Zealand. I think we're doing really well and we should just recognise how well we are doing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. A brand new report out this morning from the New Zealand Initiative. That was its Executive Director, Oliver Hartwich, discussing the numbers on migration and the benefit to New Zealand and looking very positive.
Yes, and the report details how they think the government should also consider reducing bureaucratic drag in our immigration system. So very interesting reading, and thank you very much, Oliver Hartwich, from the New Zealand Initiative.
Jenny Marcroft has the news headlines in just a minute, and then Jason Parra, CEO of Spark Home, Mobile and Business, joins us to discuss the latest updates from the outage over the weekend. It's 6:29.